Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Zayin. Lamed Zayin, we are on Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, and we are up to Yichud Debas Yisrael, which is the fifth wide line. If you remember the context, the Gemara was just talking about the different gzeiras that were made, and the Gemara said that the Isser Durabanan of oil, of bread, of wine, of Benosehan are all connected. This is Mishum that. So the Gemara towards the top had said everything is Mishum something else. The Gemara said one of the Gzeiras is Benosehen, the daughters. The Chazal were Gozer against the daughters. So the question is, what Gzeira are we talking about? Right? If it's a relationship with the daughters, Benosehen, that's a Nidaraisa. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's only the Sheva Umos. The Gemara says, no, it applies to other nations also, according to Rishon Bayechai. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's only Derech Chasnus, if somebody lives with a Obedes Kochavim. But Derech Chasnus is only Derabanan. The Gemara said, well, that's still not something that the Tanoim could have created, because that was Bezin Shalshem. They were already Gozerit, based on the Psukim, by Yehuda and Tamar. So where I said, okay, you're right, really Doraisa is one direction. A male Ovikachavim, that's Baal Bas Yisrael. But why? Because he could pull her after him. But a Yisrael, that's not Bez Kachavim, that's the Gzer. The Gemara said, no, that's also not a possibility, because Kanon Pogenbo, we already know that. When you have a Jew with a Ovedes Kochavim. So Gemara says maybe the difference is but for Hesia and Mitzina, didn't work. Finally, Gemara said the last statement that we did was maybe they were the Daraisa is Bia, and the Gzeira was on Yichud. Where it was on Yichud. So Gemara says, again, doesn't work. Why? Because already in the time of David HaMelech, they already goes around Yichud because of the story of Yehuda and Tamar. So the Gemara says, the last thing we did, maybe the Yichud on Abbas Yisrael was earlier from the time of David HaMelech, but the Yichud with Avez Kochavim was not, and that was the Gzeira of Yichud with an Avez Kochavim. Just one marker I wanted to mention, and that is the Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel, which is it's called on the front page, the Shita Mekubetzes on the Pirkei Avos. It's not the Shita Mekubetzes, it's a later collection, but he puts together a lot of different Mefarshim, the Barbanels and the Akedas. So where does he, on Pirkei Avos, he talks on the Mishnah of Ava she'ena tluya b'davar and ava she'tluya b'davar. So the Mishnah says in Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Tes, that any ava that's totally on something, once the thing is batel, then the ava is batel. And the example given in the Mishnah is Zu avas amnon v'tamar. That's the example of ava she'tluya b'davar. Explains the Medrash Shmuel. Shelo haisa shum p'niya tova mu'ureves rak avas ha'mishaga levad. It was a purely physical love. Amnon had zero feelings of emotional or other type of love for his sister, except the only desire he had was the physical pleasure. The Yalkan, and therefore, Kashi Nizbatla Davar, take of Umayyad, the second that his taiva was filled, and therefore the Ava was no longer, what's the very next word in the Navi? Vayisna Eha. He hated her. Vayigarish Osami Apana Vatesi. She threw her out. That's what he says. That's Ava she, the ultimate Ava she'tluya b'davar, batel adavar, batel ha'ava. Then he adds, v'chein gam kein ba'avas ha'adam im Hashem yizbarach, im ein ba'os ha'ava shum machshava tova mu'reves, ba'rak tluya b'davar b'vad. If our Ava on Hashem is Ava ha'tluya b'davar, well, I love God because He gives me blank. I love God because I appreciate what He does. So chas v'shalom, if that thing is taken away, then yizbatel adavar, yizbatel ha'ava. We can't have that. Our Ava and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Ava She'ena Tluya B'davar. And that's the example given in the Mishnah about David and Yehonasan. But we know David and Yehonasan, that love, the Medrash Shmuel continues, it does not really make sense for Yehonasan to love David like that. Why? Because Yehonasan was the next in line to get the Malchus. And yet, he was ready to have that love and to give up his Malchus, by the way, for befriending David HaMelech, still, that is Ava She'ena Tluya B'davar. Okay, that's just a Hosafa on David and Amnon. But again, after that story is when they were Gozer on Yichud with a Bas Yisrael. And then they were Gozer even later on Obez Kochavim. So Gemara says now on the fifth wide line, Lamed Vavim Abes, Yichud Bas Yisrael Daraisahi. What do you mean? That's also Daraisa. Yichud with a Jew, with a Jewish female, is a Daraisa. Da Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadak. Remez Liyichum Atar Minayin. Remez for Yichum Atar from where? Very unusual lashon. It says that's also Daraisa. That quotes a pasuk. Remez. What's the remez? Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yichud is mamash daraisa. Tosfos assumes in a number of places, Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, that it's a real daraisa. The Rambam's lashon is divrei Kabbalah, which the Rambam usually uses for a very strong din derabanan. Divrei Kabbalah means based on a pasuk in Navi. Here it quotes a pasuk in Dvarim. Divrei Kabbalah most of the time is played in Navi, but or divrei Kabbalah can mean it's like an asmachta, which is a din derabanan, but it was so mechet they found the hint to it in a pasuk in the Torah, so it's a very strong derabanan. Either way, where's the hint? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak Remez Lichman Atar Minayin Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Mesis. By convincing somebody to do avodah zarah, if your brother, your maternal brother, seduces you to do avodah zarah, so ask the Gemara, ben aim mamis ben av eno mamis. Why does it say if your maternal brother convinces you? What about your paternal brother? Well, you're only alone with your maternal brothers. So the Gemara says yes. Ella ben misyachinim imo veinachem misyachinim kol harayisha b'torah. The sons are with their mother. That's the way it is. Sons are with their mother. So therefore, if you have two brothers, they will sooner be able to be in seclusion with each other alone with their mother. Or from their mother's side, they're going to be in the same house because that's what the children go after. So you see from there that we're more worried of having seclusion between maternal siblings, maternal brothers, and that's the hint here, and that's why, that's the hint for Yichud min HaTorah, that you're not allowed to have Yichud with other Arayos in the Torah, and that is the you don't need David, the time of David HaMelech, you have Amnon and Tamar. So Gemara says again, Yichud Araisa Deishas Ish. Midaraisa, we said only married women. Yasa David, the Gazer Afil Ayichad Pnuya. David HaMelech came along and said even a non-married woman. Yasa Tamidei Veshamay Beis Hillel. And what about the Yudches Dvarim, which we're talking about? They came along and Gazer Afilu Ayichad Ovedes Kochavim. So that's the Maskana. Let's go on, there's different stages of Yichud. There is some Yichud that is Doraisa, some Yichud that is very early Drabanan, and some Yichud that is later Drabanan. Halacha Lamaisa, it makes no difference to us. Yichud with anybody who is not my wife, is not my mother, right, is not any primary relative, that would be Usur on some level. Good. So what's the next line? The Braisa said, it said that we're gozer ben osein mishum davar acher, and davar acher mishum davar acher. So, says the Gemara, Maida al davar acher mishum davar acher, Amar Rachem bar Yitzchak, gozru al tinok oved kochavim, sheyetame beziva. Shalo yetinok Yisrael rogel aslo b'mishkav zachar. They were gozer on baby oved kochavim, even a little boy, that he should have tumah ziva. Tumah ziva, he should be tumah, if you touch him, you're tumah for 7 days, tumah ziva and ava tumah, so that we're not close with them, so that they don't seduce the Jew to be involved in Mishkav Zachar. Okay, remember the Meiri that we discussed 2 weeks ago, in a society where this, when this was commonplace, that even the little boys were involved in such disgusting behavior, but that's why they would go there to Maziva, so that the we wouldn't be involved in that. Zomer of Zera, Tzar Gadol, Hayali, Yitzar Reb Asi, Reb Asi, Yitzar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan, Yitzar Reb Yanai, Reb Yanai, Yitzar Reb Nasa, Ben Amram, Ben Amram, Yitzar Reb Yitzar Rebi. All these people had tsar to the other one. What does that mean? Rashi says they had a kasha they couldn't answer. That was their tsar. Tsar Gadol Hayali, right? There was a kasha. Should bother us if we have a question that we can't answer, not just a hashkafic problem, right? An emuna issue. That, of course, bothers us. But if I have a kasha about how to understand the sugya, it should bother us. Tsar Gadol Hayali, not just tsar. There was a big tsar against, with all these rabbis, they couldn't get an answer to their question. And they finally brought it to Rebbe, and they asked him, Tino govei kochavim me'emos emetame v'ziva. At what age? What did the gzeira start? Va'amar li, Rebbe said, ben yomo. First day. Right when they're born. Like we had earlier, Ba'arisa. Ukshabasi, it's Rabbi Yechia, Amar li ben tashanim. And when I came to Rabbi Yechia, he said, 9 years old. Yomecha, 9 year old. That's Roy Labia. Right? If it's not Roy, the whole issue is Mishkav Zachar. So if it is not, you're not Roy Labia yet, so then it doesn't make sense to answer it. Ukshabasi, Versesi, Devarai, Lifnei Rebbe. And when I came back and I told Rebbe that that's what Rabbi Yechia said, 9 years old, Amar li, Hanach, Devarai, Va'achos, Divi Rabbi Yechia. Right, forget my words. Just grab Rabbi Chiya's words. The Amar Tino Rabbi Chachamim Amosai Matam Yizivah Ben Teisha Shana Rabbi Mechad. Rabbi Chiya is the one that you should follow. 9 years old. Why? His makes sense. I'm a vater my das. Hol Roy Labia Matam Vanami Viziva. The whole thing is Roy Labia then, and the whole issue is Mishkav Zachar. So then that should be the age. A couple of fascinating, interesting inyanim today. Hopefully every day we try to have. First Ta'ara. So Tosfos in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos. What does the Gemara here say? That already a goya, has the status of Tumas Ziva. Tumas Ziva. A Zav or a Zava, halachically, how could they be Matame something? By touching it, by carrying it, even maybe by sitting on it. Mishkav Azav we discussed, even by moving it. Called Tumas Heset. Moving it. So ask Tosfos in Shabbos, Dafka Falach Mabez. So what, that the Pach Shemen had the Chosam that was Munach of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore we know that the Kohen Gadol didn't, none of the Yevanim went and was were Matamayit by opening it. So remember, that's what the Rambam says, that the Yevanim, what they do, they didn't want to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They wanted us to have a temple, but they wanted to make it impure. They wanted to say there's nothing special about this place. So they went around and they took Tame things, and they touched everything in the Beis HaMikdash with Tumah. That's what they did. They ran around, touched everything with Tumah. So they found this one with the Chosam of the Kohen Gadol. Ask Tosfos. Once we say that everybody has a Gzeir Mishum Zav, so then Zav moved something. So maybe it was moved. They probably found it the way we imagine it, underneath the rubble, in the dirt, and it was probably moved. So ask Tosfos. You know, aren't we worried? So Tzarech Lomar, you have to say, says Tosfos, it was in a spot where there was a chosam that was connected to the ground. And therefore, it was mechuba l'karka, it was not mekabel tumah. That's what you have to say. If we're saying now that there's a gzera that all non-Jews, all the Yavanim, or they all have a gzera, mishum, ziva, then how could we say it's tahar? That's what Tosfos says in the Chanukah sugya, chafal from a base. That's hesed. Hesed means you have to move it. Tumas hesed. Right now you don't have to, right, just like masa. Masa, you don't have to touch it. Masa. Right, this. Right, I'm not touching it. Right, that's Tumas Masa. It's also Hesed.
Content inside.
But so it is also being moved. That's what Tosfos assumes. So even if it's inside. Im kvar gazru al anachrim lios kezavim, sarich lomar, shahayamunach bechosam bekarka, shalo hesito akli. It's gotta be a way that they knew that the kli wasn't moved. That's the only way it could be. That's, ha'ara, just in the understanding the mitzias of the Chanukah story. Okay, sorry. Thank you. Amar Ravina Viter says Ravina Hilka. If this is true, that we know that an Oved Kochavim has tuma from age 9, Ha Hilka Ha Tinokas Avedes Kochavim Bas Gimel Shana Biyomechad. So a girl should not start at birth. All Oved Kochavim should start at 3. Hol Verui Labia Matami Nami Beziva. Right. Also should go by Ruah Labia, and that's when all halachas, by the way, of Yichud start and other issues of Arayas, right? It starts at these ages, right? Age 9 for a boy, in terms of a babysitting, it comes up a lot. Halachas of Yichud. Somebody has certain, depending what the breakdown of the ages of the kids, what type of babysitter you gotta get, everything has shilas related to it. You gotta make sure that the gender and the ages of the babysitter and the number of children in the house. Usually, if you have a couple of kids, there's no problem. But you've got to make sure with the genders of the house that it works out. So Gemara says, Pshita, it's pretty obvious. Once we say a boy is age 9, these halachas start. So a girl is age 3, because that's also Royal Abiyah, the Gemara says. So Pshita, Samao de Tema. No, you might say, Hai Yadal Argule, Vahai Lo Yadal Argule. Males, boys, are Yadal Argule. They're more involved in these types of behaviors, and they are able to convince who they are with better. Right, yadal argule. They can be margul the other persons. Therefore, a boy, we really have to be worried by 9. But v'halo yadal argule. So maybe a girl would be later. Kamash malan. So that's why we say no. Kamash malan starts at age 3. And again, this argues with what we had before that the tumah starts from arisa. Right. This argues on that. This is only from age 3. Thank you.
Are you worried about mishkan zachar?
By a boy. So a girl, you'd be worried about. What else would you? What are you worried about? A girl, tinokos avedes kochavim. So once, unless you say, on certain types of behaviors, well, exactly. You said before. Would you be worried? We said tuma me arisa. Right, with that lashon, right? We had tuma me. Right, they would go through it earlier, right up above. Right. So again, you have to say right. I feel low raw. Gozer lios kazav. Right, what was that? Right, it's not. Sorry.
Right,
that was right before that one. But again, but once it's by a girl, obviously there are other chashos. Okay, mistamech va'azel Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya akased Rabbi Simoi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, we're back to oil. We're back to the Xeris. So the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, who was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was a grandson. So he was walking and he was leaning on the shoulder. Rav Simloi, his servant, was helping him. So Amar Lei, Simloi, lo yisa emesh beis medrash, kshitarnu es hashemin. Were you in Shia yesterday? I don't remember you in Shia yesterday when we were matir the gzera of Shemin. Rav Simloi was the one who reported it yesterday. Right? So he's versus Simloi, were you in the beis medrash yesterday? Amar lo, he said to him, Biyameinu tatir afizapas. Oil. Why don't you do bread? That's even better. We need bread to be matired. Why? Because again, it's a gzera shiyef shalamud bo. He was complaining. Omar lo, imkein, kari lon beis din asharya. If we do that, they're going to call us a matering bezdin. They're going to come to us for all their kulas. They're going to know that we matir. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya says, I can't do that because we're going to be called a matering bezdin. Ditznan. Because the Mishnah says, the Mesech is idios. A couple of Mishnahs and idios the past couple of days. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer of Ish Tzreda. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said three halachas. Al ayil kamsa dachan. On an ayil, grasshopper. Kamsa dachan. On an ayil kamsa, type of grasshopper. Dachan, he is tahar. It is a kosher grasshopper. Today's going to be a little grasshopper day in Dafyomi land. We're going to get to that Bezer Manamid base. So, this type of grasshopper is kosher. Val mashka beis mitvachaya dachan. And also the liquid that was on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Think about the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of blood around on the north side of the Mizbeach. That's where it was called the Beis Mitzvachayim. Remember the pictures in the Beis HaMikdash? You have all these rings. All the rings on the top of the... Every Mishmar of the Kohanim, there were 24 of them, so 24 rings. Every Mishmar had a place where they stuck the animal's head in the ring, and they shackled the animals there. So there was although it was pretty dirty there. A lot of blood there. They used to have some type of system. They had water that they mixed in to help clean. So that water and blood mixture on the floor there, so that was not mitame tumas mashkin. We'll get to exactly what that means a little later, but there was a certain type of tumah that was nigzar by the chachamim, that liquid should be able to become tumah themselves, be mitame other things. We'll get to the details. That tumah did not apply to this liquid in the base of Migdash, because after all, how could you have so much tumah going on, all over the place? So there's no tumah related to that. That's the second statement of Rabbi Yossi. And number three, Valdi Yikrav, Lamesa, Misav, and anybody who touches a dead body is tumah. That's his chiddush. Okay, we'll get to that. V'kari le Yosef Sharyan, because he did these three things, they called Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer, Yosef the Matir. You want a kula, go to Rabbi Yosef. Right, so we'll get to the third one. What's the din? Isn't that a chumra? But that's what Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya answers Rav Simloi, I can't matir it, because then they're going to call me a matiring bez. I matir oil, I matir bread too. So Gemara said, no. One second, what's the comparison? Amar lei, hasam sharatlas. Omar Sharachada, he matter three things. You give one kula. One kula's not going to give you a reputation. You can matter it, it's okay. So he says, Vishari Mar Chada Achriti Akadi Tartinudavian. Even if you matter something else, it's only two. It's only two more. So says the Gemara, Omar Le, Ana Sharia Achrisi. No, I've already mattered something else. There's another famous psakim. Everybody matters certain things. I'm not talking about private psakim. I've already matered another public psak. So there's going to be three public psakim. Therefore, it's going to be a chazak in my reputation. I'm going to be a matir. I can't have that. So my he, what's the other one that he matered? What's the other din? Ditnan. Mishnah tells us in Gittin. Zeki dechem lo basim mekana ashtem asa chodesh. Somebody says to his wife, a man says, this is your get if I don't come within 12 months. If I'm not back in 12 months, so then... this is your get. So those who learned the first daf in Ksubis, so this is famous, because the first couple of dafim of every, besechta with the raid, everybody learns the first couple of dafim. Whether they don't get further, but the first couple. So the first daf Beis and Gittin. Get that Beis and Ksubis. They talk about this. If somebody says that, and then on the last day, the bridge breaks. And he says, I'm here! But he can't get across the bridge. So that's the onis b'sof hazman. But here, just as the case of the Mishnah, if a person says, if I don't come back within 12 months, and then the person dies within 12 months. Umeis b'sof shem asar chodesh. So what's the halacha? Ain't no get. It's not a get, because he didn't come back. Right? If I come back, If I don't come back, then it's going to be a get that he didn't come back. V'tani Allah v'rabosenu hitiruli nasei, and they allowed him to get married. V'yamrinan man rabosenu, who is rabosenu? Amar Avinu Shmuel beizdina desharu mishcha. Who was the one that allowed them to get married? Why? Because what's the issue here? You might have said that this is a get la'achar misa. Because if the get is only chal after 12 months, so then he's dead. A dead person cannot give a get. So therefore, if you say it's a get, just like a case where a person says, this is yours, im, usually the language of im, like we have here, im lo basi, is only the get goes la'achar zman. He didn't say the word me'achshav here, that it should work retroactively. So this is a chiddush, that it's a get. Right, maybe she should be an almana, not a grusha, and therefore there's a brother without children, you have to do yibum. Maybe that's the point, that's the reason he did this. So says the Gemara that no, she could get remarried, hitiruli nasi, she's considered a grusha, because it's like the bezdin that matred mishcha, the matred oil. Why? Meaning this bezdin of Yehuda Nasiya. And what do they hold? Like Savri La Kareb Yosi, the Amar is Manash Hashar Mochiachalav. They hold like Kareb Yosi, which we had back in the Babas. Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason that a date is recorded in the shtar reflects the fact that I want it to be chal from the date. After all, why am I putting the date in the shtar? Zman u'shtar mochiach alav. And therefore, it's as if, Rabbi Yossi says, it's as if me'achshav is written. It's as if it says it should work retroactively. Right? That is the din of Rabbi Yossi. V'amar Rabbi Abba, Breid Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hora, V'lo Hodulo. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was more, we're just reading this line, paskin this way, velo hodolo, and they didn't agree to him, kol shaito, either all of his friends, v'amil kol siyaso, also all of the group of Rabbanim that were around him. Meaning a different Mesorah about whether he matred the oil or not, like we had yesterday, there was machlokas about the Mesorah. Stop there for a minute. This is the shita of Rabbi Yossi, of Zman Shoshar Mochiach Alav. So Gemara says in Gittin, Dafayin Beis, that Rava says we pass on like Rabbi Yossi. Pass on like Rabbi Yossi. So is that 100% clear? Do we really pass like Rabbi Yossi that Zman u'Shtar is Mochiach Alav? Ask Tosfos in Meseches Gittin. So why do we write date? Why do we in our Gittin, says Tosfos, Gittin of Ayin Beis, why did Rav make a takana that you write in a get miyom danan ula alam la'afuki midi Rabbi Yossi? You write from today on. Shouldn't have to, if you just write the date in the get, you shouldn't need that. Tosfos says, Ein ze elo l'shufra ba'alma. Basically, l'fnim mishur esadin. Tahak Rabbi Yossi sfir olay. Kedam aracha. Tosfos says, you really don't need that. You really don't need that. That is Tosfos. If you look in the riff in Baba Basra, where the sugi comes up, the riff in Baba Basra on Daf Samach Beizim, Beizim Dafi, a riff, the riff has a yesod, Chazina l'miksas ravasa. I found a number of rabbis that say, Lo dami matana leget. Don't compare Dini Mamanis to Gittin. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Mamanis. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Get. The hacha mamona, the hacha isura. The time of the mistaberhu, ki hecha yilo tikshi, the rav of the rav. There's no protosis kasha. I, by Get, Rav says, you have to write miyoma, from mehayomu lahalan. So, says the riff, in the name of some gaonim, no problem. There's a big difference between Gittin and Mamanis. Maybe, he doesn't say it, but maybe the difference is between a shtar raya and a shtar kinyan. We know most shtaris by Mamman that he's talking about, he's talking about matana, it's a shtar raya. It's that you give a matana and you have a shtar, that's just Mishum the Raya Shabo. You write a shtar as proof, but it's not that the kinyan is done through the shtar. There we pass like Rabbi Yossi. Why? It makes sense, because the whole point of the shtar is to provide proof of what happened. There's a shtar raya. So there, if you write a date, you can assume that that's the point of why he wrote the date. Mashenke by shtar kinyan. Why should the date? Okay, the date's in there. Maybe we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. The kinyan is the actual kinyan. There's no specific reason why we would assume that the shtar is mochiach. That's a svar for the riff. So you have Tosfos, you have the riff. Look in the Ran there in Gittin quotes this riff and it says it can't be that it's a fundamental chilek. It must be that we're just being machmir in both cases. It must be we're machmir by Momenus, we're machmir by Gittin. And for sure you wouldn't be able to be mako based on Rabbi Yossi. But he leaves Sarachi in the Rambam. Because the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi by Mamanis, not by Get, even Lakula. even Lakula, meaning to treat her as a grusha, and therefore she'd be able to remarry without doing Yibam or Chalitza. So the Rambam passes in that way, and the Ron does not like it. He quotes the Rambam after he explains that the Rif is not a fundamental chiluk, and he says, I don't understand it. I don't understand why he would do that. Okay, but that's the Ron in Gittin on Daf Lamites. Omer Aleph and the Daf Yerif. We continue. Says the Gemara. Omer Le Rebbe Elazar Lahu Saba. Rabbi Elazar asked a certain elderly man, Ki Sharituha, La Alter Sharituha, Delo Asi. So when Rabbi Yossi Mater, remember the guy says, if I don't come back within 12 months, this is a get. And the guy dies within 12 months. Can she get remarried immediately? Does she have to wait for 12 months? The guy's dead. So does he have to wait 12 months? The guy's not coming back. So did they allow it immediately? Because he's not coming. Oh, Dilma, or maybe not. You have to wait after 12 months. You have to wait for the tonight to be fulfilled. Right? So which one is it? So this the elderly person, or the Gemara asks, why didn't he ask this question on a Mishnah? Why do you have to ask it stam on the case that was just mentioned of Zegitech? That's not this Mishnah. Hare Zegitech may achshav im lobasi machav Hashem asachodesh. If a person says may achshav, this is my get. If I don't come back, umeis b'dok shnei asachodesh, have a get. It's a good get. The ha'ikayim late tonoi. It's a get because he didn't come back. V'tiboy v'chal la'alter have a gita. Ask the same question on that Mishnah in the may achshav case. Is it a get immediately? Could she get married immediately to Halawa? So Dilmalacha Yidbeis Chodesh Toi Kaim Late Tonight. So Gemara says in Achinami, you're right. You could have asked it on that Mishnah. Ela Mishum Tahavis Vahu Minyana. He was in this other discussion about the other case. That's why we asked it about that case. Period. Stop there for a minute. Ask Tosfos. Isn't it obvious that she should be able to get remarried right away? Why should she get remarried right away? The guy's dead. He's not coming back. Why shouldn't he be able to get married? Top Tosas. Into Rav Pshita. To the altar, he muteres. To miyat shemes. Tonight, kimakuyam. It's as if the tonight is makuyam. Gishlomar answers Tosas. To mikomako, mi boile, gazrinan mesa tulomes. Gzera drabanan. Maybe you're right, Daraisa. It's obvious. But drabanan, maybe we should say that she should wait. Answer one. Answer two. The Ron says in Maseches Gittin, that same Ron that we just quoted, the Ron says, no. The fact that the guy said, if I don't come back until after 12 months, he has no idea he's going to die. He doesn't think he's going to die. It seems like in his mind, he doesn't have das for the get to be chal until after 12 months. Doraisa, not Gzera. The fact that he says, this is not your get until 12 months, that's it. Not until 12 months. That's the side of the Ibaya. Says the Ron, Delo mukminan becheskas chai, v'neima, sorry, where is it? V'linira, dino taima, mishum di'iyu vada lo ave chai shlamisa didei, v'lo haya gomer umagarish, elacha yud beis chodesh. That's when he has gemiras das. V'mishum achi chai shina v'lo sharina lo mikame achi. That's that sad. Sounds like though it's on a daraisa level. It's not just a gzera, but we assume that it wasn't in this person's das to want the divorce to take place any earlier. Number two. What in the fact what?
She's an almana, whether she likes it or not.
She is an almana, but she doesn't want to be an almana. I mean, this is Rabbi Yossi Shita, so it's as if she said, it's as if it was Me'achshav. So if it is Me'achshav, so it's Luma Freya. The get's going to go back Luma Freya. The question is, it's going to go back Luma Freya from this moment, and if she get married right now, it's going to go back Luma Freya from after 12 months.
She has a choice whether to get married now to remarry as an almana or to remarry as
No, even right now she should be considered a grusha. That's the side. Even right now, she's considered a grusha already.
No.
Not an almana.
From the side that says from 12 months.
From the side, even from the side that says right now. Because it's as if the tanai was mekuyam already. Because she's for sure, you know for sure the tanai is going to be, because he's dead. So maybe it's as if he had a kima tanai now. That's the side of the Gemara. So you have Tosas, you have the Ran, and then you have the Yerushalmi. We quote this, I didn't remember this Yerushalmi, but it's underlined, so that's incrimination. Right, so the Yerushalmi says in Gittin, Rabbi Yossi Omer Asur Elinasei Ani Omer Nasu Lo Nisim V'Yichye. Maybe Tchias HaMesim will take place, says the Yerushalmi. Nasu Lo Nisim V'Yichye. Right. Mitzav Tzipisa L'Yeshua. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Hashkafa. Right, Tzipisa L'Yeshua. Ask the Shiari Karbon. Right on the bottom of the page. So how could any Amana ever get married? How could every Amana ever get married?
But this was special tonight.
Oh, one second. So how could this Amana ever get married? So the Shiari Karbon says an answer that nobody really understands, because he made a t'nai. The reason he made a t'nai, so it's mashma that he really thinks that maybe even if he dies, he's going to come back alive. So he says shiari kar v'tzarachiyin. He quotes that from an earlier source, but that's the shiari kar. So what's the answer? You look in the Paras Yosef, in the back of Maseches Gittin. The Paras Yosef says that when it comes to everyone else, similar to what Yossi said, when it comes to everyone else in the world, any almana, so if you learn the first paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin, there's a pasuk quoted matzaring an almana to get married. The Gemara even asked there, maybe the ishus should continue even after the husband dies. No! So it's a gossip. That even if he does come back alive, so what? I was still allowed to get married. Because Gzeiros HaKasav, the Torah allowed me. But here, he's obviously not relying on the Gzeiros HaKasav. Here, it's a question of the Tanai. I read the Lashon. Where's my Paras Yosef? One second, I just got to find it. Paras Yosef. Here it is. Says the Paras Yosef on the... Where is it? Maybe it's in... Oh, it's in Gittin. When I'm looking for the Zohar. Sorry. So, the Paras Yosef says, Sarachian, what's going on here? Dloch HaShemidi, the Bishlam, HaKol HaNashim, HaKol HaTorah Kasva, the Mises HaBam HaTeres, Imkein, Afim Yichye, even if this Chiyas HaMesim, because they're Lo Te'aser, it's not going to become Asim, HaShem, Kan Shabal, Girei Shosar, Tanai, Im Lo Yavo, Yud Beis Chodesh, V'melim Yavo, Yispat La'get. Right? L'maisa, if the guy walks in, even after Tchias HaMesim, it won't be a Kiyama Tanai. So he'll be stuck. He's got to be worried about that. Mashenki, by all women in the world, even if Tchias HaMesim happens, an Alman is allowed to get remarried. You don't have to worry about that. Because the Torah allows it. That is the Paras Yosef.
Why don't we just say the Nafka Mina is for Yibum, whether or not, if she has to wait because it's really... If it's a get, then...
That's what I told Danny, that she's a Grusha either way. The side of the Gemara that says that she doesn't have to wait is that she's a Grusha today.
Right,
that's
she,
or a Grusha later.
Has to wait.
Correct, that's the Gemara's question. The question is, she wants to get married today. Right, that's the question.
As opposed to marrying to doing Yibum.
No, she doesn't want to, she's not going to do Yibum in either case. Right, she doesn't want to do Yibum in either case. She can't because...
No, but if the get wasn't...
There was a get out tonight, though. There's a get out tonight. She's going to be a Grusha. Therefore, you don't have the Hefter of Yibum. Right, you don't have the Hefter of Yibum. Okay, so three answers we had. Tosfos, the Ran, and the Yerushalmi. That's a take-home Yerushalmi. Right? Maybe not right away because Tchias HaMesim. Good. Amar Abaya, we go weiter. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim Lakisha Teitzei Chama Minartika. If a husband says, this is your get when the sun goes out of its container. I mean, you remember the Lashon that we had by Avram Avinu, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Chama out of its Nartika. We had that Lashon in the beginning of Ayera to make it very hot. We also had it in this Masechta. Hod Chama Nartika, come on, in Yonad Yoma, Dav Gimel. When the Umos HaOlam wanted a mitzvah kala, what do we say in Dav Gimel? Hashem said, okay, you want a mitzvah? Take the mitzvah of Sukkah. We're going to talk about this first day Yontif. Take the mitzvah of Sukkah. They went into the Sukkah. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What's the language of the Gemara? On the bottom of Gimel Amen Aleph. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Chama and made it very hot. Right, he took the chama and makter aleim chama tkufas tamos. Doesn't need that exact lashon. He made it very hot, extremely hot. Good. So says the Gemara. So if a person says im, this should be your get when the sun comes out of its container. He's basically saying only in the morning when it comes out. And if the person dies, then it'll be gelachamisa. That's hakol modim. That's even Rabbi Yossi, because he says specifically when the sun comes out, which will be in the morning. Almanas should take zechamim in artika, but if you use the lashon of almanas, as we know from elsewhere, me'achshav kamerla. Almanas is always a lashon of, it should be retroactively me'achshav. V'chimayis balalya havivadai tznoa havi. Even if he dies at night, it's a tznai, v'get mechayimu, and it's a get mechayim, kidrav huna. Gotta get him back. Right, if somebody says Amanas, it's Komer Me'achshav. Lo Nechalku Ela Be'im Teitzei. The Machlokas is Be'im Teitzei. That's the Lashon. If it's when the sun goes out, so that's for sure no good. If it's Me'achshav, it's right away. But Be'im Teitzei, that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Sefer Lekar Rabbi Yossi Damar Ezvan Shoshar Mochiyach Halav. If It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He holds like Rabbi Yosef, like we said before. This man, the date is mochiach v'havile kamei hayom imesi kamei achshav imesi. The reason that you write a date on the shtar is so that it starts from today, even though I didn't write mei hayom. V'rabbanan less luder Rabbi Yosef. The Rabbanan don't hold of it v'havile kizek itech imesi greita. It's just like imesi. Fine. So now let's go talk about what we mentioned before. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, "I don't want to be called a meiko bezdin." Like Ben Yoezer was called. So let's go back to that one. So Gufa. Hey, Rabbi Yosi Ben Yoezer, Sreida al Ayel Kamsa Dachan. So Rabbi Yosi Ben Yoezer said he was made on this certain type of grasshopper that it is kosher. And on the liquid that's in the base of Mikdash, all over the floor, that is tar also. There's no tumas mashkin. And whoever touches a dead body becomes tame. Vikari le Yosef Sharia. And they called him Yosef Sharia. So again, we're going to talk about each one. First one. My Ayel Kamsa. What is this kosher grasshopper? Rav Papa Amar Shushiba. It's the Shushiba. Rav Chia Bar Abi Mishmedula Amar Susbil. It's the Susbil. Rav Papa Amar Shushiba. Rav Papa says the issue is the Shushiba. He matched it and others assert it. Why? The Kamifligi Berosha Aruch. The problem is Rosha Aruch. What's the issue here? Rashi quotes from Meseches Chulin. The Torah lists off four types of kosher grasshoppers. The Torah lists off, Rashi quotes it, the fourth to last line of Rashi, Arbe, Soam, Chargol, and Chagav. Those are four types of kosher grasshoppers. There are four common denominators between those grasshoppers. Rashi quotes it on the bottom line. They all have four legs. They all have four wings. They all have jumping legs. And they all have their wings that cover most of their body. Those are the four common denominators between these kosher grasshoppers. The question is, what if you have another grasshopper that has these four, but has something else that's different than them? That's this case. This Shujiba has a long head, but it has the other four things. So is this good enough? The other ones don't have a long head. So Mar Savar Rosha Arach Asur. So one holds Rosha Arach is Asur. That's the other Shido. Mar Savar Rosha Arach Mutter. Yosi Ben Yoezer said, no, it's Mutter. Because as long as you have these four common denominators, that would be okay. And Reb Chiya Bar Abi Mishmedula Amar Susbil. They're talking about a different one, a Susbil. Why? Barosha Arakol Yamalo Pligi De Aser. If the head is long, everybody agrees Aser. Tosas has an opposite Girsa. Maybe everybody agrees Mutter. Okay, either way, V'hacha B'chnafa Chobres Rufa De Etchak Kamiflagi. The Machlokas is, what if you have a grasshopper whose wings cover most of the body, but only if you like pull them a little bit? Right, they don't cover naturally. You got to pull them a little bit in order to cover. Marsav Aruba called to Hubeinan. One holds. You only need a little rope. Fine, as long as you can pull them, it's good enough. Marsav Aruba de Minkar Beinan. The other one says, no, you need a Ruba de Minkar. You need a Ruba de Minkar. Fine, it has to be a recognizable rope. So in the Sefer Karnei Chagovim, Right, so I saw the Sefer. I'm like, wow, what a great name. What a great name to the Sefer. So I'm like, I saw a quote, I do not have it. I saw a quote, I'm like, what kind of din is that? I'll tell the story about it in a minute. What kind of din? You need a Ruba de Minkar. Where does this come from? A Ruba de Minkar. A Ruba de Minkar. By minion, you need a Ruba de Minkar. To bench with Elokeinu, maybe you need a Ruba de Minkar. What does this come from? Ruba de Minkar. Right? The Torah says, Rove. Rove body. What do you mean, Ruba de Minkar? Har in the Torah, Rubo Kulo, Dover Kashir Azeh. So he explains the Dindra Abanan. Dindra Abanan, okay. And he proves from elsewhere, the Rabbanan Daraisa. Who wrote Karnei Chagovim? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky has a sefer on almost every unknown halacha. There's a sefer on many various halachas, but he wrote the sefer Karnei Chagovim. So I was so excited. I saw yesterday, it's quoted from the Karnei Chagovim, and I saw somebody in the Beis Medrash yesterday. I'm like, wow, he wrote Chaim Kanievsky wrote a sefer Karnei Chagovim. He's like, you didn't hear the story? I'm like, what story? He told me a story. I didn't believe it, so I went online. There is a 20-minute video online. These grasshopper experts brought all these grasshoppers to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Just Google, kosher grasshoppers Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's a 20-minute video. They bring him all these and to show him, is it not kosher? He's an expert on everything. I'll call it Torah Kula. And they have him watching. But right at the beginning of the video, the first thing is that they ask him, is this story true? And he says, nachon. Right, what's the story? He was riding the Sefer, and there was one type of grasshopper he couldn't figure out exactly, is it kosher or not? Maybe is this one Rachof and Rubo? And at that very second, a grasshopper jumps onto his Gemara, and it's mamish that grasshopper. And he lets it, and he analyzes it, this and that, and then he writes it. So they asked him, is it true? He goes, nachon. Right, so that's it, it's there. That's the story of Chaim Kanievsky, right? So I told it to somebody yesterday. They're like, it's probably like normal for him because he has such siyata d'shmaya. When he needs something like that, you know, he's a bucky. He's the biggest bucky in the world today and everything. So bucky b'chol Torah kulo. So that's the story with the Karni Chagovim. So says the here's a whole sefer about anything you would want to know about the Karni Chagovim. The Rambam, if you look at the Rambam. The Rambam says. Difficult Rambam. The Rambam says Hilcha Shechita. Hilcha Shechita. The Rambam says the beginning of Hilcha Shechita. We know tells the Rambam says that certain animals you have to shecht. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, fish and grasshoppers don't need Shechita. We have to shecht the fish. Dagim v'chagavim einon tzrichen Shechita. Ella asifasan hi amateras osan. Their gathering is what matters them. When I take the fish out of the water, that asifa, that's the Shechita. Harei Omer, you don't have to shecht the fish in a certain way. Harei Omer, atzonu bakar yishachet lachem matzah lahem, es kol degei hayam, yaseif lahem matzah lahem. Right, the pasuk from Bamidbar. Asif as dogim kishchitas bakar vatzon, ubachagavim nemar osef aksil ba'asif alavada, lefichach, this is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, we'll talk about this better again in Chulin, imesu me'alein besochamayim mutarin. Says the Rambam, if a fish dies in water, still kosher. Right, even though it's ne'esaf me'elav, you didn't do the asifa, but it's not like shechita, where you have to do the ma'isa shechita. Asifa is just the result, right? So therefore, if it dies in the water, it is mutter. The Rambam adds, and this is the controversial line, umutter la'achlan chayim. Could eat them alive. Could eat fish and grasshoppers alive. So it's already gross enough for us to eat grasshoppers dead. The Rambam says, mutter la'achlan chayim. I said, well, why is it? We're just saying we eat other animals. Why we just, right? They talk about it. There was a whole the dinner a few months ago. It's a famous dinner. All these different types of special animals that we don't think are that we don't are not used to. All the Yemenites. A lot of them have they eat cooked grasshoppers. So anyway, so it says the Kesef Mishnah. The Dafka Hecha D'Amar Rachmana D'Leifuk Chiyusa B'Shchitahu. Only where the Torah says that you have to kill something with Shchita. Do we say then that if you didn't do Shchita, it's an Avela? But and if you eat it while it's still alive, you're chayiv for Eber Menachai. But by these, by fish and grasshoppers, kiven to lo boy delefe chiyuse b'shchita, since you don't have to kill it with shchita, so if it dies by itself, b'toch hamayim mutter, umutter lachon chayim, and it's mutter yichayim. V'yim tomar, maybe you need a sifa while it's still chayim? No. And they quote of Sadigon who argues, if it dies in the water, it is usser. A lot of lumdis related to that. Says the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says, this is not the normal Magen Mishnah. So for a different Magen Mishnah on the bottom, he quotes on the bottom. He says, "What about Bata Shaksu? Right? Forget Eivrim and Achai. What about Bata Shaksu?" So says the Magen Mishnah, "Yeah, that's what Rama means. It's Mutar Lachon Chayim only Misad Eivrim and Achai, but not Bata Shaksu. That's very hard." The Rama says Mutar Lachon Chayim, but that's what the Magen Mishnah said. But if you look in the Karnei Chagavim. Says the Karnei Chagavim, Rechaim Kinyevsky says it must be the Rambam holds that Israel about the shaksu does not apply to certain animals. Yes. All right, certain animals. It's kosher. Shalash about the shaksu is that Israel al kol sheretz ha'of. Shalash about the shaksu is dasho seichem. Right, it only applies to certain. It can't apply that. It must be that the Rambam doesn't hold of it. That's the pashtus of the Gemara. We had earlier in the Masechta a couple of weeks ago, right, whether about the shaksu by not going to the bathroom. Is that a daraisa? Is that a drabanan? We spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. Either way, that was our Rav Chaim Kanievsky story for the day. Okay, we continue. V'almashka beis bitzvachaya dachan. Sorry, I got very excited there. And so, mashka, right, mashka. V'almashka beis bitzvachaya dachan. So, says the Gemara, the other thing that Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer matired was that the liquid in the Beis HaMikdash is tahar. So, my dachan, what exactly does that mean? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar dachan mamish. Shmuel, Rav says, mamish tahar. Not only does it not make other things tameh, but it itself is tahar. Shmuel Amar, no. Dachan mitameh acherim. Shmuel said, no, it's only does not metameh others. Avotumas asman yeshbohen. But it itself is tameh. Let's explain. Rav Amar dachan mamish. Why? Kesavar tumas mashkin derabanan. Rav says it itself is tahar. Why? Because tumas mashkin itself is drabanan. The fact that certain liquids have a status of tuma are tummy themselves is a din drabanan. The Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. V'chi gozer rabanan tumas b'mashkin d'alma. The rabanan were only gozer it outside the base of Mikdash. Ava b'mashkin b'imit v'chaylo gozer rabanan. Rabanan were not gozer it inside the base of Mikdash. Right? So whatever the din drabanan is, that's what they weren't gozer in this case. Ushmuel amar dachim ilatami achirim. Ava tumas asman yesh bohen. Shmuel says, no, it's only tahar from being making others tame, but not tumas atzman. Kesavar, why? Because Shmuel holds tumas mashkin d'oraisa. The ikar, the fact that they could become tame is d'oraisa. L'tame achirim d'rabanan. V'chi gazru rabanan b'mashkin d'alma. B'mashkin b'ebe d'chay lo gazru. Or Shmuel says, the tuma l'tame achirim, take others tame, that's what's the d'rabanan, that's what they're not gozer on. Fine. What else? If it's tummy itself, yeah, you have to know. If it's, I mean, l'may nafgamina?
Yeah.
If it's not going to make anything else tummy.
L'may
nafgamina, you might, it's a good question. What's the nafgamina? It might be whether it has the status of a mashke. Meaning we know that it, to be something, to be machshir something, l'kabal tuma. The Mishnah says in Seder Mesechus Taharos that there are seven liquids, Yad Shachadam, seven liquids that if it touches some a type of food, so then now that food can become tummy. So maybe Shmuel is holding that it's tummy itself because it has the status of a mashke d'oraisa. Dam is one of the liquids. So that could be maybe a nafkamina. I'm not sure. Think about it. Last one. So anybody who touches a dead body is tummy. So Yosef Asra Miboilei. Yosef Asra Miboilei. They should have called him Yosef the Asering One. This is a chumrah. He says if you touch a dead body, you're tummy. If you owed d'oraisa he. And also, this is a din d'oraisa. It's a pasuk in Chumash. It says in Gzeira. Dechsiv, the pasuk says in Chukas. The kol asher yigal pnei asadeh b'chal acherev of a mace. If anybody touches a corpse or a sword, b'chal acherev, right, the sugya of a cherev, hari hu kachala, if you touch a sword that's in somebody, that's, you're already tamei. The chulu. So the Gemara says, okay, d'oraisa, d'yikrav tamei, d'yikrav, b'd'yikrav tahar. D'oraisa, if you touch somebody who's tamei, then you're tamei. If you touch a dead body, you're tamei. If you touch somebody, you touch a dead body. You touch a tamei mace, tahar. If you also inu v'gazra filu diyikrav v'diyikrav. And the rabbanan came along and said, no. Even if you touch a tamei mace, you touch somebody who touch a dead body. That's the rabbanan. V'asa iyu v'uk miyadaraisa. So what did Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda do? He came along and got rid of the rabbanan. He said, no, just the daraisa. Only if you touch a dead body. That's his kula. So Gemara says, 1 second. Diyikrav v'diyikrav nami daraisa. What do you mean? If you touch a tamei mace, that's also a din daraisa. Who? Dechsev because you got boha tamei yitma. Not only if you touch a dead body are you tamei d'oraisa, even if you touch a tamei mace, somebody touch a dead body, you're tamei d'oraisa. So Amru Rabbanan kamei d'rav mishvei d'oraisa. Sure, b'dir of Nachman, d'rav mishvei d'rav Nachman. D'oraisa d'yigra b'diyikrav b'chiburin tuma shiva. On a d'oraisa level, if you touch somebody who is touching a dead body at that moment, you didn't let go yet. Reuben touching a dead body, then Shimon touches Reuben while touching a dead body, so then the second person is tamei shiva. He's tummy for 7 days, like somebody who touches a dead body. But if you touch a tummy mace, somebody touched a dead body an hour ago, and now you touch him, tumas erev. You're only tummy for a day. The earlier Rabbanan came along and said, no, even shalobachi burin tumashiva, it's tummy, you're tummy for 7 days. And that he got rid of that Rabbanan, so it is a kula. So he reestablished the din d'oraisa by saying if you touch a dead body or you touch a person touching a dead body, that is d'oraisa.
How does tumas erev become
tahor? You go to the mikvah.
So it's not.
You go to the mikvah, like a tful yom.
And the other one, the tumas shiva, was
tumas shiva, it's 7 days. With a paraduma, if it's d'oraisa. With the Zrika Paraduma, yeah. D'oraisa mahi, what's the d'oraisa? So, meaning, where does he know this from, that there's a chiluk on a d'oraisa level between chiburin and not? D'chsiv, I'm not giving, meis chon nefesh adam, v'tamei shivas yamim. One pasuk says, if you touch a dead body, tamei 7 days. V'chsiv, v'chol she'igabo atamei yitma. And anybody touches the tamei, also is tamei. V'chsiv, nefesh anogas, titma na'arev. The other pasuk says, only till night. Ha'ketza, kam b'chiburin, kam b'shalo b'chiburin. Right, it depends if it's still, how do you get one pasuk seems to say 7, one pasuk seems to say 1 day? It depends if it's still touching or not. There's something to say, but let's just finish for a second here. Amaluhu Rava Lava Minaluhu. Rava says, didn't I tell you, lo titli bay buki sri kibir of Nachman, don't hang empty bottles on Rav Nachman. Meaning, don't attribute this to Rav Nachman, this answer. Rav Nachman wouldn't have said such a thing. Like we quoted before in the name of from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer told us Talmidim. You could quote my Torah in your name, but don't quote your Torah in my name. Right, that's what the Chassam Sofer said. Hachi, without giving me credit. Hachi Amar Rav Nachman. Nachman said, Safik Tumah Birshas Harabim Hitelahem. Meaning, maybe the halach is true, but Rav Nachman gave a totally different heter, totally different topic. What did Rav Nachman allow them? Safik Tumah Birshas Harabim Hitelahem. That was the heter that Rav Nachman said. If you have a suffix about a halach of Tumah Birshas Harabim, he allowed it. So Gemara says, Rav Nachman allowed that? Vahilchasa. It's Allah Moshe B'Sinai, Misota Gamrin Allah. We know the rule from elsewhere, from Sota. Ma Sota, Bereshus HaYachid, Aftum Bereshus HaYachid. Right, Sota is Asur, because it's Bereshus HaYachid. So a woman has seclusion in private. So to anything, right, we know the rule. Safik Tumah Bereshus HaRabim is Tar. Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid is Tame. We know that from elsewhere. You don't need Rav Nachman to tell us that. Ha'amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Bein Morin Kain. It was a halacha that we didn't paskin outright, and va'asa'iyu va'ori lei oruye. And he came and paskin that way. He said you could go like that. Tani nami hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, koros na'at lahan, and that's a briser. Rabbi Yehuda said he put boards in between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Va'amar ad kam Rosh Hashanah Rabim, ad kam Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So you see, it was important to him to know the boundaries in order for Yochas Tumah V'Tahara. Kiyos l'kam to Rabbi Yanai, when Rabbi Yanai came and told him this, it was told to Rabbi Yanai, Amar lahu, Hamay b'shigasa d'benara. What do you mean there's water in the river? Zilu tfulu. Go be tovel. Meaning Rabbi Yanai said, even if that's the halacha, if there's water, you might as well motzi midei safik. Might as well, if there's no sweat off your back to be matar yourself, so might as well go into the mikvah. So this is a big discussion. This is related to the Rambam Ravid. The Rambam Ravid asks, what if you have a safik in Atilas Yadayim? It says, Hilchas Brachos Vav Tezvav. You're not sure if you did Netilas Yadayim properly. You're not sure if the water was tummy. You're not sure if you had enough water. So you have to do it again? The Rambam says, Sveiko Tahar, Shekal Safik Shepetaris Yadayim Tahar. Safik Tahar, says the Ravid. This is a very calm Ravid. Doesn't jump on the Rambam. V'im kolze, im yesh lo mayim lirchotz, omrin lo kumrchotz, v'hotzei atzvacha min asafik. If there's water there, you might as well do it again. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam could have said that too. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, Yesh Lomar Shem Hayakein Lo Avishaski Rabbanim Ilhasker Kein. The Rabbanim wouldn't have said it all either. It says in Avodah Zarah, Amrina Lay jump in the mikvah. Rabbi Yanai says, over there there's an Iker D'Oraisa. Netilas Yadayim has no Iker D'Oraisa. It's a pure Takana D'Rabbanan, and therefore we don't say that you have to do it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to start with a stipler from Taharis. The stipler from Taharis about Tumah B'Chiburin. Fascinating discussion. I'll read it tomorrow inside. When I'm touching somebody who's touching a dead body, is that as if I'm touching the dead body? Right? He's my hand, or am I touching somebody who touches the dead body, but that's enough to make me tummy? Okay, that's his Chakira in Tara Simen Tenzayin. We'll start with that tomorrow, and then we'll get to Bishalakim. Bishalakim is tomorrow, but Azor Lamed Ches, Tosfos, and all the Yesodos by Bishalakim is tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.